with a snap of my fingers. I was scared of minivan lifting moms until I imagined how much monsters can bench press. But that's an irrational fear. Much like the fear that your ears write their own diaries which detail the secrets you can only pretend you didn't hear. It's best to assume, when you don't know why the table next to you is laughing, that your hairs are all standing like an ugly brown lawn you didn't mind cutting across to a front door. And that they know your itchy crew socks have been planning to bite you since they saw the light when you pulled open the drawer. It all makes sense now. I know why that bag of chips was mostly salty air. I finally get where babies come from. Last week I found a tracking device in my bookmark, and when I stepped on it, the power went out and the hanging pots in my kitchen all began to do the bump. I found a hair in my sandwich. I think they want to birth a clone from my body. On the radio, I heard that windows are the sky's cameras, but I haven't seen any UFOs lately, and I should have nothing to fear, really, except that my shirts are tighter lately, like the law. And all that jazz about fighting your instincts, but they only want me to be happy, like how ketchup must think a hamburger is lonely, like how ice wants so much to be water, how smoke wants so much to be the breath of a Floridian in the snow for the first time, how I, clapping, can turn on the lights in gated communities, or how I, rubbing my stomach, can feel the head of my clone charging, publicizing my eyelids, how I, now blind, can peer into another's eyes and see me staring.